Vivian Mayer. One of the 20th century's greatest street photographers, Vivian Mayer is known for her fascinating images of people in cities like Chicago and New York. Mayer worked in childcare, but her true passion was photography. She always had her camera with her, and this habit allowed her to capture unique and unusual shots of people going about their daily lives. Her photos depict everything from strangely dressed tourists to emergency workers caring for accident victims. Despite the incredible number of photos she took, Mayer was an intensely private person. Unlike most photographers, she refused to allow others to see her work. Nevertheless, a collection of her photos was purchased at an auction in 2007, and the buyers began exhibiting her unusual work. It was not until after her death in 2009, however, that she was recognized as an artistic genius.
Questions. Number 17. What is one thing we learn about Vivian Mayer? Number 18. How was Mayer different from other photographers? D. The impact of cats. Cats are one of the most popular pets today, but like many other pets, they affect the environment through their eating habits. As carnivores, cats primarily eat meat, the production of which releases substantial amounts of carbon dioxide gas into the atmosphere and often creates air and water pollution. According to a recent study, however, the management of cats' waste may be more harmful to the environment than their diet is. Cat owners commonly prepare boxes for their cats that contain cat litter, a material that traps the cat's waste. However, the clay that is used in most litter is usually acquired through surface mining, a process that requires oil-powered heavy machinery and can destroy large natural areas. Recently, more manufacturers have begun producing litter made from environmentally friendly materials like wood and seeds. Nevertheless, clay-based litter is still the most used type due to its low cost and exceptional odor absorption.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing the speaker says about cat food production? Number 20. What do we learn about the process of collecting clay?